arts in the beginning. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Thus begin the writings of Moses in the Old Testament. Latter-day Saints also find selections from Moses' writings in the Pearl of Great Price, where there is often more detail than in the Genesis account. In this article are visual interpretations of the well-known Bible stories of the creation, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Enoch, Noah, and the flood in the Tower of Babel. And we'll explain the captions on the pictures for this article. Division of the Firmament and Water by Stanley Gailey. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Genesis chapter 1 verses 6 through 8. Compare with Moses chapter 2 verses 6 through 8. The Garden of Eden by Stanley Gally. And the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Genesis chapter 2 verses 8 through 10, compare with Moses chapter 3 verses 8 through 10. Leaving the Garden of Eden by Joseph Bricky. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword. Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Compare with Moses chapter 4, verses 28 through 31. The Lord Fulfilleth All His Words by Clark Kelly Price. And the Lord said unto Noah, I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and female. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, verses 4 through 5 and verse 7. Compare with Moses chapter 8, verses 16 through 30. City of Zion translated by Del Parson. And the Lord called Enoch's people Zion, because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness. And it came to pass in Enoch's days that he built a city that was called the City of Holiness, even Zion. And it came to pass that the Lord showed unto Enoch all the inhabitants of the earth. And he beheld, and lo, Zion, in process of time, was taken up into heaven. Moses chapter 7, verses 18 through 19, and verse 21. Compare with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, and Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Building the Tower of Babel by Peter Bruegel, the Elder. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Genesis chapter 11, verse 5 and verse 8. Cain and Abel by Robert T. Barrett. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. Compare with Moses chapter 5, verses 16 through 33. End of the section. In the beginning.